This is a pre-show disclaimer. Upon recording this episode, we realized there were several things we forgot to talk about in relation to this movie. Several angering, mind-boggling, awful, awful things. But we were just so filled with anger at the time, we could not express this in a way that I don't even know. This sucked. This just sucked. Hello, welcome to Not Quite Classic Theater. I'm Jake.
I'm Casey.
And we have got an opportunity for you.
We sure do. Yeah.
Next summer,
yay.
Get ready.
Okay.
For the Not Quite Classic Theater, a movie. Just as soon as we get enough people to pay us to put their products in the film, we're making a movie. It's going to be great.
Ooh.
We're going to go to other shows, and we're just going to raise a ruckus. We're just going to run around. It's going to be great.
It's going to be scrumptious.
Yeah. So, if Pandora wants to sponsor us, we can, like, use the Pandora app in the movie, and if,
yep.
We can do a lot of Twitter if they want to get in on the action.
If they want to. Anybody who wants to. We're just for sale.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if it fits. We don't care.
Yeah, we'll basically build a movie around your products. Give us money.
Yep, we're cheap floozies.
Just please give us money.
Just please. Oh, jeez.
This movie sucked. I knew it was going to suck.
What freaking world do we live in?
I don't even know. This is like the dystopian future we were promised some film somewhere. I don't know. This is horrible. This is what we live in. This is like the parody movie you'd be watching in the RoboCop world, okay? That's what this would be.
I feel like I volunteered as tribute before, and then they made me watch this movie.
Yeah.
That's what happened. My goodness. We watched the Emoji movie. We did.
The film that shall not be named.
Sorry. That film we do not speak of.
Hush.
I dare not speak its name.
There were children in the theater. Like, kids viewed this, okay? Like, parents were like, hey, yeah, no, this sounds great. I'm going to go send my child to see this. With their young, innocent eyes!
Yeah.
This is...
I mean, you can't unsee this. It's just the freaking plainest, most boring piece of crap.
You...
Dang it.
You, I imagine, have heard how horrible this is. Everyone knew when they saw the trailer. We knew, you knew, everyone knew.
There wasn't going to be a human being that was like, yeah, man. Yeah, I want to go see that.
I don't think anybody quite realized how bad it was going to be. Just how panned it was going to end up being. I think right now it's like the sixth worst movie of all time on IMDb. I'll have to check that list later. I'm not one for fact checking around here, but
that's certainly true.
Yes, but boy, oh boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy.
We got to give an idea of why we hate this so much, Jake. It's
like
just
some of the best reviews I've seen. The Emoji Movie can't escape its own idiocy. That was a good one. Oh, there was this interview with the producer who was like, man, this movie, like we should be more in the business of, like progressive messaging, you know? Like, getting a message out to kids to, like, resist, like, the current political environment. Like you know, just, like, resist the president. You know that kind of stuff, man? Like, just, like, really get in touch with your feelings.
I don't feel like any of that was in this movie.
No. No, it was just idiocy. He probably thinks he made something great. I mean, he probably thinks he's just crafted something to inspire the nation. I don't know what he's thinking.
That poor misguided soul.
All right, so
all right, well, let's get
picture
into
this.
The quote unquote plot.
We walk into the theater, okay? We say, give us two tickets to that one movie about the smiley faces. Please don't ever tell anyone we were here. We get in there. There's kids in the theater, which shocks me. Why? I don't know why. There was a 5-minute short film before the feature.
Yeah, Hotel Transylvania.
Yeah, it was something about a puppy, giant puppy. I don't know, but it was far more entertaining.
That was great.
Far better story arc, far more likable characters in 5 minutes than anything you were going to see in the next 2 hours.
Absolutely. Yep. Hands down.
Man. So the Emoji Movie starts. You know you're off to a great start. So your
soul starts just dripping from you. And by the end, you're just a lifeless shell of a human being. Okay, no. We're not going to get into that yet.
Okay, you know you're off to something great because the first opening, the Columbia Pictures logo, right? The lady with the with the torch, they replace your head with an emoji with sunglasses on. So, you know, it's...
You're already ruining things that were previously respectable.
He just killed it. I mean, I'm sorry. So in this world, In the world of this boy's phone, each app is its own thing.
Gosh, just describing it just fills me with freaking rage.
The Messenger app on his phone is its own little town called Textopolis. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, great.
Awesome.
All right.
Cool.
And every emoji...
Weird, annoying, tiny pictures.
Every emoji in Textopolis has a job, right? When Alex... The boy who owns the phone, when he wants to send an emoji, they have to, like, get scanned before they can appear on the screen of his phone. So they always have to, like, be the same emoji when they get scanned. That's, like, their job, okay? Yeah. So, like, the sad face always has to be the sad face emoji, and the happy emoji always has to be the happy one. Mm-hmm. But there's a problem, a brewing in Textopolis, okay? There's some strife going on here.
Can we just pause there for a second, though? Can we just pause there? So, in this world that's completely made of technology, they have printable things. They have modern conveniences. They have cars. They have all these things. You really have to scan people in real time. Every single time this kid hits his button on his phone, you have to scan something to load it into the text app.
This is like the...
You really can't just use a picture. Like, every single freaking thing in the history of mankind has ever worked.
It's like when your kid asks, hey, how does the light bulb in the refrigerator work? And he's like, well, every time you open the door, like, little elves have to run around and, like, connect stuff to turn the light on. Okay, that sounds like a thing.
That seems horribly inefficient, Dad.
Shut up, son.
Do we pay those elves? Like, is there... There's got to be laws against that, right? I mean, I was thinking it'd be a button that maybe turns on when you open it.
Son, we're not going to have this conversation again.
Okay.
And remember, if you ever delete apps on your phone, you'll kill the emojis. They all die.
I don't... So anyway, without ignoring that fact, so that we actually have a quote-unquote story.
It feels like a moment where the producer's like, how do we make emojis have a world?
Know.
I don't know what they do.
Oh, dude, I saw this movie,
yeah?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Dude, I love that movie.
And, like, the characters are actual characters in the video games. Like, they live there.
Cool.
So what about that for emojis?
Dude, I'm like, you know how the characters go from video game to video game?
They could
do that with apps.
Yeah, they could go from app to, like, on the phone, like on the home screen. Yes.
You're genius. Blinds me.
We are both geniuses.
Oh.
Hold on, I gotta send a text message.
Oh.
Imagine if we made the movie about sending a text message.
Oh, I think we could get
but
a good hour and a half
out.
Out of that.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. Yeah.
I mean, I'll get some B-list actors. I'll be right back.
I don't know. We need characters, though.
Oh. Goal.
Let's do... Okay, like, what about... Okay, so our lead character.
Yeah.
He wants to be something he's not. So
right.
He could be a smiley face who wants to be sad. Be depressing, though.
Meh.
Maybe not. A sad face who wants to be happy.
Meh.
Meh. Meh. Yes.
Meh.
Yeah, so he feels nothing.
Oh, meh. I get it.
And then
he does feel...
something.
Like,
let's go get our bag of money.
Yeah.
And you know what we could do?
Well, we gotta write a plot.
Crap. Well, we'll do that later. We'll do that later.
I got it.
What?
Be yourself.
Sure. That, whatever.
I've seen that in like 300 movies.
Whatever you want to do is fine.
It's the thing they do in movies. I've been told.
Something
I,
about
I just...
be yourself. You know what we should do though? What's
what?
More important?
What?
Is
what?
We should get a bunch of companies to just pay us to put their app in this phone on the movie. That's what we should do.
We mixed it up. That was step one. Okay, that was step one. Step one was they called companies and found out who would give them money and then built a movie around it.
Yeah. It was just something phone movie. Let's call up Spotify. Let's call up Twitter. Let's call up Instagram, Facebook. You guys are going to give us $3 million a piece to put your logo in our movie.
Pandora backed out Spotify. You better come across with some cash here.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It had to be... I can't imagine they started with a story here. There's no way they started with a story
like,
here.
Like, they just had a great story, man. They just needed to get it out.
I just wonder...
They just had a story to tell.
Maybe this compelling story could work with, like, apps and, like, emojis or something.
The way
that never
your mind
freaking
works
happened.
Fascinates me, bro.
That never happened.
All right. I thought it's going to be a very fast read-through of the plot, because there's nothing here.
There's nothing there.
The meh emoji experiences other emotions besides meh. So he's clearly a malfunction. So the head emoji, smiley face, tries to delete him. But he and his friend, the hand emoji...
The high-five emoji.
They run around to other apps to escape the robots. And they find a girl emoji who's
a hacker. Who's a hacker.
She is every college girl with blue hair who doesn't fit your sexist stereotypes, man!
It's a rebellious, young, pretty girl, okay, who works on computers and is a hacker and doesn't fit into your box. What does she look like? Think about it in your mind. What does she look like? That's right. She has blue hair. That's right. She has a black beanie with a skull on it. You know,
the girl who doesn't fit your stereotypes is probably the biggest stereotype out there. It's just, I hate it. I hate this. I hate it so much. I just hate it so much.
Every single detail of this movie, they thought about for like 2 seconds. That's what they did. Stereotypical girl. I don't know.
She doesn't fit in your box.
Let's go with.
It'll inspire girls. She's a hacker. Something. I don't know. Just throw it in.
Yeah. Let's do it. Something like that. She's individual. Let's go with that.
So the meh. And the hacker girl and the high-five emoji run around the different apps, experience the wonders of product placement. It's fantastic.
Yep. They pretty much explore apps.
The Candy Crush one was probably the worst in terms of product placement. Because they literally just sit there and they tell you how to play Candy Crush. And
you're
they
just
play
watching
it for like 15
play
minutes.
Candy Crush.
It's just... Ha!
Yep. They play Candy Crush on screen. They finally escape from that.
And heavens!
And they're on their way to...
I was worried.
...to Dropbox.
Oh, but they...
Because they want to live in the cloud and not on the phone. Oh, God. For some freaking reason. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
They have to take a detour through...
I don't care either. It just sucked the whole time.
It's all a blur. It was all nothing.
Nothing was anything in this stupid movie. Oh, they went to the... Well, they met this girl in the, what was it, the jailbreak zone or whatever or something.
Oh, by the way, internet trolls, man, just you're the worst, man. So anyway, they're trying to get to the cloud because the girl wants to live in the cloud and they figure, oh, hey, if we get to the cloud, we can reprogram the meh emojis so that he doesn't get deleted or something. Great. Fantastic. Meanwhile, there's a subplot going on where the kid who owns the phone is trying to ask this girl to the dance, but oh.
My phone's messed up.
He sent the wrong emoji. Deary me. Yeah. How can you recover from this?
Well,
he was going to send her that one emoji. Sent the other emoji instead.
Oh, man. She probably hates you now.
Oh, these hijinks.
Let's put this in perspective, okay? Kids that are so into their phones.
So glad I saw this in 4K.
Hundreds of text messages a day. Hundreds. Hundreds. One emoji thing, nobody cares. Nobody freaking cares. Send another one. You're done. End of plot, end of movie, end of waste of time. Go do something else better with your life than see this movie. Like maybe bash yourself in the temple with a brick.
Yes.
And freaking bleed out in the desert.
Right. All right, so here's the deal, man. Like, okay, so.
Everything's okay.
Gosh darn it, I sent the wrong emoji. My phone's just acting crazy, folks.
Dang.
I gotta go take it to the Apple store. We won't call the Apple store. They didn't pay us enough money, Apple, you jerks.
Ugh.
We're gonna go over here and get Instagram to give us some cash. Apple. Suck.
Yeah, it's just a tour of different apps for no good reason.
Anyway,
this whole time
the kid's gonna get his phone like reset at the Apple store, so everyone's like, oh no, we're all gonna get deleted, whatever, who cares.
Apparently they die if they get deleted, and they only delete stuff at the store, apparently.
I don't know. So they go through a few apps. Stupid, 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 stupid.
It's just ads for
Look,
apps.
Look, YouTube videos.
It's just an ad for apps.
This is a cat video. Let's watch that for a while. Great. Fantastic.
Anyone who would see this movie already knows. They already know all the apps. They already have it. Why do you need to even do it?
They get to the Just Dance app. And if I recall correctly, I don't... I don't think you can play Just Dance on a phone.
Not
I don't
well.
Think that's a thing. They,
it might exist, but it can't be good.
I don't know.
It can't be good, right? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, anyway, the emojis have to play Just Dance, all right? And the girl who doesn't fit your stereotypes, well, first she reminds us, just completely out of the blue. There's nothing leading up to it, not mentioned at all afterwards. She just turns to the main character, just out of nowhere. You know, guys are always taking credit for the ideas girls came up with.
Oh, okay.
Let's go over here now.
So let's dance now.
Hey, let's go over here.
Okay. And then they dance.
Let me just lecture the audience real quick. What was that? What even was that?
If I wanted a speech like that, I'd go to downtown Eugene.
Yeah.
I would just ask anyone on the street, hey, what do you think about women's rights? And they just go with that. They just do that stuff.
They just probably ran at you for like an hour.
Gosh, and it'd probably
find a guy with dreadlocks. It'll be like 2 hours.
Anyway.
A lot of dreadlocks in Eugene.
Yeah.
Weird town.
Yeah.
They get to the Just Dance app, and the blue-haired girl who doesn't fit your stereotypes, she can't really dance very well, so the main meh emoji, he teaches her...
Oh, gosh, this is just
Let me preface this by telling you what this reminds me of.
Just freaking miserable.
There was this McDonald's commercial.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember if it was in the 80s, 90s. I don't remember. But this horrible McDonald's commercial where the basis of the commercial was, hey, kids, Ronald McDonald here. Here's this new dance called The Arches. Everybody do The Arches. You love McDonald's. No kid's going to do that. You're trying to force a fad. It's never going to work, especially coming from a company. It's just not going to happen. It's like when you say, hey, kids, everybody tweet out hashtag I'm loving it with your selfies of your burgers.
There's literally no reason for
kids
to ever do that. Why would they do that?
It never works. But anyway, yeah, do the arches. And it's the same thing here. They do the the emoji pop.
Listen, I gotta go. I gotta go.
You do?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I guess this is what finally did it. I mean, he survived all the Ernest movies, Mountain Monsters. He was totally fine with Cooney Detective Agency, but Emoji Pop did it. May I describe the Emoji Pop? Well, he's not here. Okay, you put your hands in front of your face, and when you take them down, you make the face of an emoji, and then you do it again, but you do a different emoji. I'm going. I gotta go.
Hey.
Yeah?
It's been a couple hours. You want to keep recording the show?
Fine. Had some coffee. If I make it. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, so they danced their way out of trouble. Yeah. Great.
Oh, gosh. And I forgot the stupid dance part. Yeah, they do the dance. That's just great. That's just freaking great.
All the kids...
No one freaking likes that crap! Why? Why would you do that? Ah! I feel better. I feel better. Now that I yelled a little bit, I feel better. Gosh, it's just like laying on a hot road and just praying a truck will come. That's what that scene is. It's just, you wish something would exciting would happen, but it just sucks the whole time and there's nothing going on. It's horrifically boring. And even if you got your face smashed in by an 18-wheeler, it would be better than what you're going through now.
You can laugh all you want, man, but I was outside earlier today, and all the kids down the street, they were all doing the emoji pop. They were just rocking out to it, man.
Yeah, I bet they were.
No, they weren't.
No, we're the only
because
people
that
who
never
saw this movie,
happened.
Jake, so no, that's not true.
I know. Okay, well, I don't know. Other things happen after that. Who knows?
Who cares?
Freaking cares? Let's get to the end. Okay, so there's a firewall they have to get through to get to the cloud, and like they have to guess the password, and the password is, the name of the girl that Alex likes.
Me, so
whatever, I don't care.
Shocked.
So, they get to the cloud, and... Oh. Okay. Okay. So in this part, They're about to reprogram the main character so that he can just be a meh emoji and he doesn't have all these other emotions. But then he realizes, oh, I do have emotions. And actually, I like that chick who doesn't fit into your stereotypes. I like her. All right, man, I'm just going to tell her I like her and, like, you know, let's just see what happens. And he's like, hey, I really like you, chick. And she just goes, okay, excuse me. Okay. I'm an independent woman, okay? I don't need no man to come in and save me, okay? Okay, I'm doing my own thing here. I don't owe you nothing. And he's like, oh.
That was pretty out of left field. Seemed like we kind of had a thing going.
No! You don't deserve a thing!
Seemed like maybe
you it's... You sexist pig!
Seems like at the end of a traditional story, you'd probably get
But that
together.
Don't fit in your box!
Well, everybody's upset now, and... Also, there was no real reason for you to act this way.
And so he's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll just be in meh emoji now because I'm depressed about that. Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. We got captured and taken back to the place where the evil emoji wants to delete us.
The scary
Heavens.
Robot gets him. Now they're back in the city.
Meanwhile, Alex is about to wipe his phone at the Apple Store, and everything's getting wiped, right? And they're panicking. They're like, oh, no, everything's getting deleted. Oh, crap. Oh, okay. What if we, like, send him one last, like, text message to convince him not to delete the phone?
That doesn't make any sense.
Shut up. We're doing this. Okay.
Okay.
So they scan the main... They're going to scan the main character, meh emoji, because he can do all these emotions. And, oh, that would
be
great.
For some reason. Everyone's convinced.
I don't know. So they're going to scan him. And, but
hundreds,
he, and he's
hundreds
like, oh,
of citizens of this town.
I forgot how to do my other emotions. And she's like, just do whatever it is you do. And this is the point where you think she's going to, like, go back and say, oh, I guess I do like you. I was mean earlier. No.
Just never happens.
No. She does not retract that at all. That stands.
Happens.
She's a strong, independent woman. She needs him like a fish needs a bicycle, you guys. Straight up. Saw that on a bumper sticker.
Nice.
So no, that doesn't happen. Instead, he just remembers, like, happy times, and then he does all the emotions. And they scan him, and they send the super emoji to Alex's phone that can do all the emoji faces. Which, when you really think about, if the emoji can do all of the emojis, it doesn't really mean anything. So why would you send it to anyone?
Also,
whatever.
Also,
I don't care.
He did basically the same thing as he did in the beginning of the movie, which totally broke everything and made in, like... burned down the town and got him exiled.
Who knows?
Like, exactly.
I don't care.
But
okay,
it's fine this time. It's fine this time.
Alex, in the real world, sends the emoji to the girl who's, like, right across the room from him, and she's like, oh, hey, cool emoji, dude. Want to go to the dance with me?
That's how that works. That's how all interactions in real life work.
I love your emoji. Now I love you.
Correct. That's how it goes. That's how I met my wife, actually. I sent her a jacked up emoji, and she was like, you want to get married? And I was like, yeah. That's how it went.
Last time
it was
you
crazy.
Told me you just rode up on rollerblades with a big gulp, and like, you could change
the
story.
But I was emojiing her also.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Gosh, this movie sucks. It's enraging how much it sucks. Because it's not even like overly... bad. It's just nothing.
Oh, right.
It's just freaking nothing. I'm mad.
I believe
Sorry.
You forgot the last scene.
I didn't forget. I'm just taking a break to explain how much I hate
know,
it.
I know.
Okay, continue.
I know, man.
Continue.
He likes this emoji so much, and the girl went to the dentist. He decides not to delete his phone. Yay, last second.
Yeah,
he presses undelete, and everything comes back. I don't know how that
works.
Yeah, sure.
He
whatever.
Unplugs his phone while they're updating his phone and deleting it, which, for the record... bricks your phone, so you can't use it ever again.
Doesn't happen here. I don't know what you're talking
here
about.
Here, it restores everything, because that's
great.
How digital things
work.
So
now, yay.
No, it isn't. Ever.
So now, in the emoji world, like, there's no hierarchy anymore, right? And, like, every emoji is equal, and there's no, like, favorite emojis.
Exactly.
It's basically a communist utopia.
Literally,
I'm not sure what's going on
no
there.
No idea how that even happened.
Hey,
also,
man.
I'm pretty sure the smiley girl is dead.
We're all equal here, man. Like, hey.
After we overthrew our smiley dictator and her blood filled the streets, like, we're just all, like, at peace, you know?
Some emojis are a little more equal than others. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know communism has failed every other time we've tried it, but that wasn't real communism,
this
you guys.
This time's different.
This time it'll work.
Yes, communism in the phone.
Great.
That's
fantastic. It's a happy paradise. I don't know. It's dumb, and now everyone's dancing, and yay.
And they have a dance scene, celebration scene.
Let's all do the emoji pop.
Why wouldn't you? Canal. Why would you?
At this point, I was just growling at the screen, just end.
There was literally a point like 2/3 through this movie where they went into the Spotify app and it looked like it was going to be the credits, like the animated credits. And I was so happy because I'm like, I don't even care that there's no resolution. It's done. Thank God. Thank you. But then it just kept going. Don't worry. Patrick Stewart was the poop.
Why?
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 Why? This is like postmodern art. It means nothing. It does nothing. Yep. It's just crap. There's a certain type of bad movie that I like, all right? A technically bad movie, where you could tell it was shot on a budget of $20, and you can see the boom mic, and the audio is screwed up. I love those movies.
Yeah, like Junior Detective Agency.
They're like delightful little treasures that no one else has ever discovered, and you're just like, what is this thing that I found? Hilarity around every corner.
Yeah.
And then there's the $400 million extravaganza, just huge budget, animation department, just so much went into this to produce so little. Yeah. And you just hate everyone involved because it's such a waste. It's such a waste. For the cost that movie cost to make, you could have fed like two whole countries, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Seriously.
I think what they I think that what they tried to do was make a movie that emulates the experience of buying a cell phone. Because think about it.
Yeah.
We paid way too much to see that movie.
Yes.
It was horrible the whole time. We were bored the whole time. And at the end, you're feeling left dirty and taken advantage of.
I was literally like, that's buying a phone. At the end.
That's signing up for a new plan. That's what it is. Jake, how many blue-haired hacker princesses who won't fit into your box will you give this out of 5?
She doesn't fit in my box. I can't rate it.
There you go. There you go, kids. There's the Emoji Movie.
Please don't let your kids
see this movie.
Why?
For the love, don't pay money for this.
If your kid grows up and like his fondest memory is the Emoji Movie, well, you have failed as a parent.
Yes.
You have failed.
Yes.
You have failed.
There is nothing. Listen, I cannot overstress this, all right? There is nothing good about this movie. Do not ever see this movie.
I'm in complete 100% agreement. Movie you should see, though, is the Not Quite Classic Theater movie coming out next summer.
That's right.
If you want to put
making bank from whoever wants to invest.
Yeah, we'll
write a story around that. Because apparently, you don't need a plot for a movie.
No,
don't need characters, don't need a plot.
Like, I can tell you're not quite sold on this yet. All right, let's say our biggest donator is... Give me a company.
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's? What did they do?
They make sandwiches.
Right, right. Okay, like, we're going to be, like, trapped in a sandwich shop, and we have to live on Jimmy John's sandwiches, but it's really not that bad because they're great.
Yeah, totally.
And we just spend the whole movie eating sandwiches and commenting on how great Jimmy John's is, man.
Man, that would be a better movie.
Fantastic. I love this. I am so glad that I am eating this Jimmy John's sandwich. All right. We ready for the credits yet? 2 more hours. Great. Great. Great.
When we were driving home, my little boy, 3 years old, came up with a better plot than this movie had.
Yes.
I said, what kind of emoji should we make this movie about? Because we were just talking about how you would write this movie. And he said, what about an angry emoji? Well, there you go. It's an angry emoji. There's a compelling character. He has wants, he has needs, and he has to change so that he can become a better person.
This was just a mix of Wreck-It Ralph and Inside Out.
Yes, it was.
I hate this so much.
But that would have been a better movie.
It would have.
That's what's crazy. You're three years old. Come on.
Do better, Hollywood. Do better.
Do better,
just
Hollywood.
Do better.
Hey, can I be in your movie?
I don't have it. What do you want to do?
I want to be the sandwich.
Yeah, we can do
all
that.
All right.
We can do that.
Dream come true, ladies.
This is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM, and it's been 12 days since our last fatal injury.